Amnesty International have launched a new emergency campaign to combat racism and xenophobia in the UK in the wake of the EU referendum. They also revealed one of their members here was racially abused in Belfast. Their director here, Patrick Corrigan, is with us this morning. Patrick, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Luke Kitos, legal director of Spiked Online magazine, has been writing that the post-Brexit hate crime spike is not all that it seems. Why not, Luke?
Well, we need to be very, very careful about rushing to judgment. What we know is that there has been over a four-day period, an increase in reports by about 24, up from 54 to 85 reports over the given period. That's more than there were last week. Now, the reason why we can't rush to judgment on that is that, firstly, we don't know whether this is hate crime against immigrants. We don't know whether it's racist, xenophobic or anything. We don't know. It could be homophobic. It could be any kind of hate crime. Hate crime is a very broad category. It could be crime against gays, disabled people or anything. So the idea that, firstly, the spike is not enormous. It's a spike in, it's an increase in reports from 54 to 85, which is concerning, but certainly doesn't indicate any kind of widespread problem. And secondly, we don't know the kind of offences that are being committed. These could be any kind of hate crime offences, which is a very broad category. I think what's going on here is that people are rushing to attribute what's the sort of anecdotal, sporadic evidence that we're getting to the referendum. And I think that's a big mistake. And I think it's the reason why it's a mistake is that in this politically sensitive time, there's going to be a lot of people out there, people who are immigrants in this country, who we need to reassure that our country is not hostile to them. This is not a country that's hostile to immigrants.
Patrick?
All the statistics demonstrate that we're not. So,
yeah,
sowing distrust. Sorry, just very quickly. Sowing distrust about hate crime and making people believe that there's an enormous racist community out there, I think is dangerous.
Well, Patrick Corrigan, maybe you could tell us what happened to your member at the weekend.
Yes, this was an Amnesty member, 41-year-old Mohammed Samana. He's a nurse in a Belfast hospital. And actually, he'd be on here this morning to tell you himself, but actually he got up at the crack of dawn to go in there and do his shift, just as he did late last evening. Anyway, he was out with a friend on Saturday evening in a city centre bar, minding his own business. Somebody he'd never met before tackled him and said to him, "You from the EU?" And then I'll paraphrase this slightly more politely than it was expressed. "F off back to your country. Get the F out of our country." And Mohammed says that at first he thought the man was joking because it was so ridiculous, but the man actually got angry and angrier, shaking his fists and shouting in Mohammed's face. And at that point, Mohammed decided he didn't want to see the incident escalate into violence. He turned, got his friend, and they left the bar. I know of another incident reported to me by a friend that happened in Belfast on Monday on the Newton Arch Road. Two Polish men in their 20s walking down the Newton Arch Road. They were verbally and physically assaulted by a man who told them again to F off out of our country. The man then went into a bar and about seven men in their 50s come out and chased these two Polish men down the road. So those are just two incidents. So Luke is right.
Is it not too simplistic to link this to the Brexit vote?
Well, two things. One is obviously the person who verbally attacked Mohammed in the bar in Belfast essentially was linking it himself. The first thing he said to Mohammed was, "Are you from the EU?" And then the next thing he said was, "F off back to your country." Mohammed isn't from the EU. He's a dual UK-Palestinian citizen. But the racist, if you like, was linking it. And I think, I mean, where I would sort of agree with Luke is that it is too early to substantiate all of this. We're only a few days after the referendum, but we do seem to be seeing a spike in these attacks reported. And I suppose what Amnesty International has done now is that first stage of our response is to actually carry out research. Let's actually survey this properly, research the incidents, the extent of them, the geographic spread of them, the nature of them, and also to see what the causes are. And at the moment, one of the areas to explore is, has some of the political rhetoric of recent times led to this? Has that given a sense of a license to racists to do this. I mean, as I say, this attack in the Belfast bar, that happened openly on a Saturday evening. There were people who witnessed it and who did nothing. And I think, I suppose, it's incumbent upon us all to not stand by and let this happen in our midst and to speak out. And what we're encouraging people to do in the first instance, whether they are the victim or they observe this, is to report it to the police. If the police have proper figures and an opportunity to respond properly. Racism didn't start with the Brexit referendum. It's been a problem in all parts of the UK and certainly in this part of the UK for many years. 2 years ago, Amnesty organised a very large ethnically diverse march through Belfast against racism alongside the trade union movement and the ethnic minority groups. We were very concerned at the already a surging increase in racist hate crimes at that time and the political failure to address it, indeed the political rhetoric that surrounded it at the time, that has not got better over the intervening couple of years, and I fear that it may now be getting worse. So let's see a proper political response. We're calling on people to contact their councils and their councillors to get them to step up and ensure that their good relations programmes, their anti-racism programmes, are really stepped up and properly resourced in response to this and offer reassurance that people, migrant workers and ethnic minorities, can feel safe in this country and feel that they have a future in this country.
And I guess, Luke, people want to be able to express an opposition to Europe without being described as racists.
Well, no, exactly. If you look at the Lord Ashcroft polling, which is the most comprehensive research into people's attitudes around the referendum, you'll see that actually people are less concerned about immigration than we thought. People have very complex but broadly positive views about multiculturalism. So really, there's absolutely no need to worry about the racism.
Didn't David Cameron say last night immigration was the number one issue?
Well, he did, but he was wrong. If you look at the Lord Ashcroft poll, which is, you know, the most thorough research into this, into people's voting intentions, control over sovereignty was by far the at the forefront of people's minds. 54% of people cited that as the key reason for voting out, over about 30% who cited immigration. So David Cameron is wrong, and we would be wrong if we said that Britain is a racist country. It quite simply isn't. And I think the real danger, I appreciate what your previous caller said, but what is happening at the moment is that people are rallying around these anecdotal incidents as a means of sort of saying that the Leave vote was always implicitly racist, or that the Remainers always had it right, that this vote would lead to chaos and racist tension. I think that's when which is irresponsible to do and also extremely dangerous.
Stephen, two things, can I just comment here briefly? One is, certainly from an Amnesty International point of view, we took no position on Leave or Remain in the referendum. It was a constitutional matter at its heart, and we were not part of that debate. So we are responding to what we are seeing now, and it's an urgent problem that does need response. And I think that in the context, though, of the referendum campaign, this has to be said, that some of the people in that campaign were not merely arguing against immigration, but they were deliberately demonising migrants and stirring hostility against them. And I think to ignore that is to ignore reality.
But they lost that argument.
That is absolutely not equating Leave voters with racists. Absolutely not. Many people voted Leave for very many good reasons. I'm saying that some of the rhetoric and some of the political communications in that campaign was racist, or was flirting with racism and demonising migrants and asylum seekers. And I think it has to be called...
Can I just quickly come back on that? The point is, I voted Leave in spite of the Leave campaign, not because of it. And I think the polling demonstrates that the vast majority of people out there did the same. You know, UKIP, Boris Johnson and all of them didn't really win this campaign. There was a long-standing complete distrust and hatred of the way that people are spoken to by the EU elites, our political class. It was an active and brave rejection of an elite, disdainful political class.
And I think now's not the time to refight the referendum campaign. But there are people like Mohammed, those two Polish men. They are now reaping the whirlwind, it would seem, of some of that rhetoric. And I think it's incumbent on all of us and all political parties, whatever side of the debate they were on, to rally around them, to ensure that they feel safe in our cities and our towns and our countryside, and that the councils and our political leaders in the Assembly properly respond to that.
Here's Charlie in Carador. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Stephen. I disagree that with the view that Brexit has made everybody racist.
Nobody said that.
There's a smear that's the innuendo that anybody that has voted Leave is a racist, and I disagree with that.
So do I.
What Brexit has done has given racists a vehicle for their racism. So it's more that you were already a racist, but this has just given you a justification for your racism, and it's given you an angle, it's given you an avenue to be a racist. And for me, Stephen, Project Fear has turned into Project Smear, you know, and it's disgraceful that the innuendo that 17 million people who voted Leave are all racists, bigots, xenophobes. It's got to be contained at some point, you know.
And nobody this morning on this radio programme has said anything whatsoever akin to that. So I think we're largely on the same page. And I suppose our point, the Amnesty point, is whatever side you took in the referendum campaign, there are issues facing the minority ethnic community, the migrant worker community here at the moment. And let's all respond positively to that and make people feel safer and leave. I mean, people can continue the debates if they wish about the referendum campaign. That's not our focus. Our focus is on responding to an apparent spike in racist attacks. And our concern would be if that sustains in the months ahead and why we're carrying out the research and why we're asking people to report all of these incidents to police is that we can get a proper handle on it and therefore have a proper policy response to
that. Patrick, thank you. Morning to you.